You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Today in Zimbabwe, John, there are many, many people hoping that perhaps today is a new day. This after Robert Mugabe signed an agreement with his bitter rival, opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, to agree to formal talks, perhaps leading to some kind of power sharing arrangement. This after 3 months of violence and defiance against the opposition as Zimbabwe made its way through presidential elections. Joining us now for more is Jonah Fisher, BBC correspondent, who's coming to us from Johannesburg. And Jonah, lay out these formal talks for us, and is it believed that there is true substance to Robert Mugabe's claim that he will engage and participate in those discussions?
Well, what we saw yesterday in Harare was the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the opposition MDC, two factions from that group, and ZANU-PF, Robert Mugabe's party. They sat down. It was the first time the leaders of ZANU-PF and the MDC had actually met each other for the last 10 years. So in itself, it was quite a historic and quite a symbolic moment when those two men sat down, held a press conference, and then rather reluctantly shook hands at the end. But in itself, the agreement that they signed is basically just a commitment to hold talks, that they've not actually agreed anything in terms of how a future government in Zimbabwe will be made up, how the MDC, the opposition, will work with ZANU-PF, that the ruling party, and crucially, and this is what really the talks will hinge on, what role Robert Mugabe, who's been in charge of Zimbabwe since it was first made independent in 1980, what role he will play. Will he stay on as president, or perhaps will some way
Jonah,
be found
before we even
to give him
get
a dignified
to all
exit?
Of those, Jonah, before you even get to all of those very important questions, what brought him to that meeting yesterday? What pressure did he believe that he was facing? Because this is a man who has been defiant for weeks and months on end.
Well, the pressure's been building on Robert Mugabe from his fellow leaders in southern Africa. The crisis in Zimbabwe has spilt over from Zimbabwe's borders. Millions of people have been displaced into Mozambique, into Botswana, into South Africa, where I'm speaking to you from now. So there's been a lot of pressure from within the region for some sort of solution. The African Union passed a resolution saying a government of national unity had to be formed. So really it's an accumulation of pressure, and within Zimbabwe itself an acknowledgement that the economic situation there is so bleak that they simply can't carry on as they are, and some sort of accommodation will have to be made with the opposition.
Well, Jonah, something certainly is going on. We've been listening to Morgan Tsvangirai talking about his reactions to the talks, and you know, he's positively ebullient. I mean, he's laughing and joking, and it's a far cry from the tone these leaders were talking in as recently as just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, certainly the mood has changed following this meeting in Harare yesterday, and certainly Morgan Tsvangirai feels that he's making at last some progress in his ambition to take over from Robert Mugabe as president of Zimbabwe. The MDC, of course, feel like they won the election in March, the first round of the election, fair and square, and that they pulled out of the second round because the violence was so bad. So they really want to be given the key role in any future government, and I think Morgan Tsvangirai regards this process, which began yesterday, as really the first step towards that. But I think he's under no illusions that a lot of tough talking remains, and Robert Mugabe certainly on his historical record has shown no sign of wanting to leave quietly.
And I think your point was well taken a moment ago when you were talking about the economy yesterday as Mugabe was signing this accord. Zimbabwe, the government, was releasing a $100 billion note that was issued, and really would only buy you about two loaves of bread. So there's some symbolism for you. What happens now? They are slated to begin speaking on Thursday, I believe. Is the schedule laid out?
Well, the only stipulation in the memorandum of understanding which was signed is that the talks should start immediately and that the whole process should take just 2 weeks. We don't know exactly when those talks will begin. Some people are saying they may even start as early as today, but there's obviously a very tight schedule being put on things, and it's very hard to see how they can resolve so many of the complex issues, such as a new constitution, right. The way they're all going to work together in just 2 weeks. They put that timetable in place of 2 weeks, I think, to stress the urgency of the situation, the fact that this can't be a process that drags out for too long, because the situation in Zimbabwe at the moment is just so bleak and difficult.
A very urgent situation. Jonah Fisher, thank you.
Thank you.
Jonah Fisher reporting for the BBC, and he came to us from Johannesburg.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.